The question was asked, we have giants of Jewish history, and yet none of them reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Why couldn't any of them reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? And I think there are two answers. I think number one is that we're each born with our own potential. At the end of the day, you can want to be Einstein. I'm not sure you have the capacity to be Einstein. It's not only a question of how much you work. At the end of the day, you have potential. So we have potentials for greatness in different places. And every person has to reach their own potential. I don't have to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but I have to be Nathan Alfrengen, though, that I have to be. Now, my potential, where it lies, is wherever Hashem saw fit for this time of history, for me, given my limitations and my strengths and my weaknesses. Okay, that's my potential. So one answer is that different people were given different potentials. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was given his, and Rabbi Akiva was given his, and Moshe Rabbeinu was given his. Part of that answer is also that it seems that almost no one in history reached their potential other than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Rav Chaim of Elazhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, that even Yaakov Avinu and Avram Avinu, as great as they were, they did not reach their potential. But Moshe Rabbeinu did. So that's one point. There are strengths that Moshe Rabbeinu has, and then there are strengths that other people have that Moshe did not have. Eliyahu HaNavi is still alive. So he became an angel. He went from life to being an angel, whatever that means, and he's still around. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that. Moshe passed away. So there are different strengths in different areas. So that's one point. Second point is, the Gemara says there were giants in Jewish history that became so great they should have been great, great prophets like Moshe Rabbeinu. But their generation wasn't worthy. So Chazal teach us that it's not only a factor of a person's own potential, you have to live at a time that warrants that prophecy. So it could be that that's another limiting factor. Not it could be, it seems that way from the Gemara. That you have A, the question of potential, and B, the question of the era when you live, and that affects us.